God saw genuine hearts in this couple. He saw 24,000 people. I don't know how many of them were really genuine, but I do know this couple were. And what's interesting is they're the only ones we know by name in this whole generation. And that's because they truly wanted to know God. So many of the priests allowed all that exposure to God to end up only in their head, not in their hearts. Did you know that? Most people in the Western world will miss heaven by 18 inches. They've heard. They've never received by faith reaching out to Christ. They just know it. And they miss heaven by the 18 inches between their head and their heart. God saw their heart. God saw that Zacharias and his wife sought the Lord. So many of the priests did not choose to let those truths invade and take over their hearts and wills. But not Zechariah. God saw his heart. Zechariah wanted to know the Lord. He wasn't perfect. He was afraid. He didn't believe. He struggled. See, spirit-filled living is not easy. It's hard. Because you're growing in how much you know the Lord, and you're increasingly aware of what a traitorous person by nature we are against God. Our flesh is always at enmity with God, trying to distract us, trying to separate us, trying to make us complain and live for everything else. In fact, Jesus pointed out that so many of the priests had a spiritual overexposure to the light of God's truth. You know, people that get overexposed to the sun, what do they get? Skin what? Cancer. Yeah. If you get overexposed to UV light, whether naturally or fake, you begin to develop skin cancer. Hey, guess what? That happens with overexposure to the light of the truth of God. If it never enters your soul and life and becomes a part of you, overexposure on the outside develops the skin cancer of spiritual indifference. That's deadly. That's what, in fact, Jesus put it this way in Matthew 15, verse 8. These people draw near to me with their mouth, they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. He said it's just external. They can mouth it, say it, they can talk the line. It isn't changing them from the inside out. Think of the dangerous place these priests that surrounded Zacharias found themselves. Every day they dressed up in their priestly vestment. Every day their hands and clothes were deeply filled with the indelible scent of the incense of God. Every day they came home with blood-stained clothes. But it never got inside of them. And as far as we know, this was one of the most resistant groups to Christ. The group Zacharias was from. Wow. Well, the next truth that we need to think about is one thing about Zachariah and Elizabeth was extraordinary. They actually believed all that truth about God. God was real to them. They loved him. They served him as best they could.